This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Oh my God.
It's real love, or you think that?
Are we really doing this? I have to look at you guys in the eye before we... Like, we're already on the air, but, like, we could pick something else to talk about.
Well,
I think people get mad.
Yeah.
When we talk about, like,
probably.
But you have to. Okay.
Well, just know we don't know what we're talking. We don't know what we're talking about.
But, like,
we're just.
We play Taylor Swift, so it makes sense that we would talk about Taylor Swift. Mm-hmm. Football fans who also listen to our show are sick of Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
Which I find weird because it's. Like, there's going to be higher salaries for all your favorite players because their ratings are through the roof.
Mm-hmm.
Because Taylor, like, has brought in this new, oh my God, did you see the NFL teaser film, though?
No.
Oh my God. So they have a trailer for, like, this season. It's like, it's about to happen. NFL. And they show, like, somebody throwing, like, I don't know. Russell Wilson in a Pittsburgh Steelers. Like, they're showing the stars of the game. It's like, it's like a 2 minute long sizzle reel for the upcoming season of the NFL.
Okay.
And, like, you really got to be careful because it's like, even though Broncos probably aren't going to be very far, you got to show some Broncos making plays. You got to show.
Because this is just about the league as a whole. It's not about.
And so there's 32 teams, 50 players on each team. Mm. You got to try to get everybody in there. I read somewhere that, like, there's not a single shot of the Cleveland Browns in there, and they're mad.
No.
There's just different teams who get snubbed in different ways. Like,
okay.
CJ Stroud is, like, one of the, like, he was, like, the rookie of the year, whatever. Not a shot of him in there. Blah, blah, blah. In this 2 minute reel of football plays from last year, 5 shots of Taylor.
No way.
Ooh.
5
wow.
shots of Taylor Swift.
That seems like a lot.
5
I don't like that.
Shots of Taylor Swift, who does not play professional football.
Mm-mm.
I'm all for Taylor. I'm all for the pretend love that her and Travis have, because it is pretend.
Yeah,
it's 100% pretend.
What?
You sit here, you just want to believe. You like Hallmark movies.
You know what pretend is. Love is, since you've had 2 divorces. Oh. So I trust
really,
you.
So you're
going to
go personal?
You.
That's what you're doing?
Yes.
That's okay. The honesty is off-putting. I don't like that part. Well,
that does seem like a lot, because I don't really watch football, and I remember hearing all the buzz about, like, they show Taylor all the time, and I watched a game, and I was shocked at how little they showed her, because I was expecting her to be on the screen all the time. And then
I did the same thing, I agree with you. Then somebody did it, and, like, she's on, the game is, like, 4 hours long, and she was on the screen 30 seconds total.
Right.
Like, over it.
But now, 5 times in the...
5 times in 2 minutes?
That's a lot, yeah. That seems...
You've overstepped.
I agree, for sure. She should have not been in that a single time.
You can maybe, because there are crowd reaction shots, maybe one. Maybe one of her, like, oh.
In a
cheering.
Group with,
yes.
Yeah, sure.
One of the shots is her cheering in the suite.
Not just, like, her, yeah.
Yeah, no, it's her walking into a game, her in Chiefs gear. It's like, Taylor. They got her in there five times. And I don't even think it's two.
Is it a Taylor song in the background and everything?
No. But here's the thing. Somebody leaked a PR company's contract of the details of Taylor and Travis's breakup. How they're going to jointly release a statement on September 28th saying, you know, we've decided to part ways. Please allow us our privacy. We remain friends, blah, mm-hmm. diddy, blah, diddy, blah.
They both value and respect each other's personal lives. And,
yes.
But has that ever happened with any of her breakups? Has there been statements like that? Or does it just kind of, doesn't she just kind of break up with them?
I don't think anybody has cared as much as, look at Aaron's face. You want this to be real.
No, I don't want this to be.
Yes, you do.
I don't want this to be real.
Why are you so mad at me? Why are you bringing up my divorces?
Because
you
I
want
don't
this
want
to be real.
I'm saying you want
Taylor and Travis to be real.
I'm like, for the love of God, I don't want
no,
this contract
you want
to be real.
Their love to be real.
Yes. Yes, I do. I'm a romantic. What can I say?
They have zero, like, there is no way this is real. It has elevated both of their games.
Mm-hmm.
She got NFL mm-hmm. people to come to concerts. He got, I mean, his podcast just signed for $100 and some million.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, barely more than ours.
Correct.
And we're professionals.
Do you honestly, come on.
There's nothing wrong with being hopeful.
I don't know. I don't buy it.
I want people
And hold on. And what T-Hack said, she's never had a contract or anything like this ever in any of her other relationships.
But she's starting to flex.
Well, she might have had contracts. She just never released like a press statement about it.
Yeah.
But I bet, I mean, this stuff
this
happens.
This isn't, she didn't release this, you guys. Somebody walked by the desk of the person who had this on their desk. I understand. Stop texting that there's AI and there's fakes and there's mm-hmm. deep fakes and whatever. Somebody leaked this. And now they're both trying to circle the wagons. But this reads like something Taylor Swift would do, in my opinion.
Yeah, and it's kind of an unprovable thing at this point. Because if they're supposed to break up.
What, the 28th.
September 28th. And if they don't. Oh, see? It wasn't. It's like,
so
well, you're
just
the
gonna
plan.
Push it back a
you
month.
You audibled. You know,
that's yes,
it's a football term.
Speaking
I think.
Of that,
that's a football.
I
term?
Swear to God, this is the last thing I'm gonna say about it. Did you read the other thing? We don't
she's,
do football.
She's writing plays.
She's writing plays.
Yeah.
What
for the Chiefs?
She
like,
is
actually,
designing plays,
and they're good.
Nobody.
I did.
They don't need a costume change.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.